Okay.
Mike, did you add that last few plays, or was that playing the whole time?
That was playing. Just the competition for jerseys. So that was, I think everybody was on the same page with it, except for the officials.
Yeah.
They ran in, had to come back out. So.
What was it?
Third downs. It was third and eight, third and five, third and three.
Who won?
The defense.
Here we go again.
Billy Winn looks like he got taken off. What is his situation?
Yeah, we won't know until this afternoon, but I believe it is a knee. So, as with that, you got to be obviously whatever Joe's going to have done, whether it's MRI, X-rays, but we'll know a lot more this afternoon.
Mike, yesterday you just said he had one of his best off seasons. Disappointing, especially considering that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sit here and talk about potentially losing him. Until, I mean, that's we'll see how it is.
What was your evaluation of the run period that you installed?
A little sloppy. A little sloppy for the first one. Too many guys on the ground. I think both sides flashed what we're capable of, but I think overall it just was not very consistent.
What did you think of Shelton's first day in pads?
Just hard to say, especially at a position where you really got to watch the end zone copy behind him to get a feel for it. But I'd be surprised if it wasn't a typical rookie day where he did some good things, did some bad. When we did the one-on-ones early on in practice, he did some good things, but we'll see the tape.
One guy who's been noticeable is Malcolm Johnson. I know you guys have talked about throwing to the backs, but what element does he bring, and does he look like somebody that's really been able to help you?
He does. I mean, he does have kind of have that unique skill set. We always talk about having hybrid type players at certain positions, whether it's on defense or on offense. And he's a guy that can do a lot of things, and we're hopeful that he can do a lot of things well. So, we think he can. He was a capable blocker in college. There's no reason to think that he won't be in the NFL. And then he's a guy that can. Mismatch a linebacker or just cause some problems for defense based on the variety of places we can line them up.
Obviously, you felt that was a position that you had to upgrade after your first year here.
Well, I think everybody's looking for a different style of fullback. I think Kyle was looking more for the traditional type that we had in Agnew and Kiro. When you look back at Oakland and what Flip's been used to and some other places, the having that flexibility, Marcel Reese type, I know that comparison's been made. But it's just nice to have that guy, too, that has that, who can line up in different places, because that helps the offense gather information. I've talked about that before. When you line up guys in unconventional spots, it forces the defense to tip their hand sometimes, and that's a big part of what we're about, is gathering that information pre-snap.
I know you had a couple backs go down today. Even before today, it seemed like Sean Dron, he's got a lot of reps out here. Is he earning his way into the picture, into the top of that depth chart?
He is. I mean, he's a quiet kid, and that's how he is on the field. He just does his job. There's not a lot of flash there, but just he just, like a lot of guys, it very quietly fills his grade sheet with pluses.
Is Irving as ready NFL as Petonia was last year?
I couldn't answer that question today. I mean, let's get through some camp and get through some. We certainly didn't know that Joel Bitonio was going to be what he was after one day in pad. So we'll reserve that judgment until we, play a couple games.
Mike, Hayden seemed to be all upset, kind of setting tone out there today, kind of all over the place. Just your impressions.
Yeah, I mean that's Joe. I mean he certainly didn't wait long to get into camp. I mean, he made some plays the other day in shorts as well, and it's good to see those guys out there competing. I know that's a big theme in the secondary room this year is making plays, but doing it within the structure of the defense, holding each other accountable. And it's, when Joe makes plays like that, it can't help but be contagious.
Coach, I know it's early, but how is Hawk's role different in this passing offense, or is it sort of the same?
I would say for now, we haven't clearly defined roles for individuals yet as we start to tailor game plans to guys, but he'll do most of his work in the slot, but he certainly proved last year that if he has to line up outside at the Z or even the X, that he's more than capable of doing it. So His skill set allows us, you know, just that flexibility in scheme. And he's also very smart, knows the playbook inside and out, so he can line up at any of those spots and be productive.
What goes through your head? A couple guys square off, and then one of them decides to throw a bunch.
It's disappointing because we talk about it all the time. We want to be good teammates, and that certainly falls outside of that. To me, that's very quickly forgetting you're a part of a team and you're looking to settle an individual score. And I know guys, you know, they feel disrespected or, you know, whatever it is, but there's just no place for that. But it's also a fine line. I mean, we talk about being physical and being tough and being hard-nosed, and that's both sides of the ball. And it's part of it. I'm not a fan of it, but it happens.
Have you ever been around in all your years when somebody got seriously injured in one of those scuffles?
Fortunately, I have not been.
Another number that's kind of sticking out is 79, Andrew McDonald, mm-hmm. left tackle. Where does he stand in the mix of things? He was playing for Thomas today.
Sure. He's another guy, very quiet. Doesn't say a lot, but he just goes out and works. He's had a real productive off season for us, and we were very quietly optimistic about him coming into camp and very anxious to see how he'll be with pads on. If you remember, he was a guy that we acquired late in the year from Indianapolis, and just other than scout team, we didn't get a chance to do much with him, but he at least showed some flashes then. And like I said, he's had a real good offseason here and bought into the program, and we're hopeful that he can be in the discussion.
Speaking of Joe Thomas, was this a day off for him?
Yes.
Okay.